the closing ceremony should not be slept on. It was so camp. It was so fun. The whole thing really leaned into Australiana. So as you said, there were dancing hills hoist clotheslines.
So funny.
As Vanessa Amorosi sang Absolutely Everybody.
Another song that dominated the Olympics.
It is one of the best songs of all time. We had the Bananas in Pyjamas prancing around. Paul Hogan appeared as Crocodile Dundee.
They've just pulled anyone out.
They're just like, who's famous? And then you actually tagged me in an Instagram video of Elle Macpherson doing a catwalk on like a giant camera lens.
Yeah. And that's so funny.
That account that shared it is called Big Nostalgic Energy, but one of the comments just killed me. It nailed it on the Elle Macpherson video. They wrote, quote, "We used to be gay in this country. We used to have fun." And this ceremony was so gay. It was so camp. It was so fun. Fatso the Fat Ass Wombat. A huge.
What?
They allowed him. Not only did they not ban him, they actually allowed him in a suit. So they got a suit like mascot made, because before that he was just a stuffed toy. They got,
I feel like
a person
like literally
in a suit
just gone, so like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care anymore.
You can do whatever you want.
So Fatso was part of the closing ceremony. There were like the formalities before the party bit. And during this, the then president of the International Olympic Committee, Juan Antonio Samaranch, said, "I am proud and happy to proclaim that you have presented to the world the best Olympic Games ever." And like, we're all waiting for him to say it, because he kind of like didn't always say it. But fun fact, that was his last one. They've stopped saying that. They don't say it anymore.
We are the best ever.
We're the best ever. We're the last time that the president said we're the best ever. So therefore, we are the best ever. We remain.
And we will die on that hill.
We will. We are not biased at all whatsoever.